53-year-old John Boyd arrived at his farm to meet with us half an hour later than scheduled. He said the tariffs the Chinese side has put on soybeans has limited his cash flow, saying he now cannot afford technicians, forcing him to become the lone mechanic on his farm.
I was late coming over here because I'm making repairs to a tractor, where generally I would have sent that tractor off to a shop of experts to fix it. And because of my financial strain, we're here in my own shop on the farm trying to patch things.
A fourth-generation soybean farmer, Boyd owns lands in Baskerville, a small area in southern Virginia bordering North Carolina. He has 700 acres of land, of which 400 are used for soybean production, which is his main source of profit. When the U.S. government launched its trade fight with China in March of last year, announcing tariffs on Chinese goods worth hundreds of billions of U.S. dollars, the Chinese government was forced to respond. This included Chinese tariffs on soybeans and other American goods. When asked about how his farming business has been since then, Boy's frustration was clear.
Oh man, I'm past worried. I'm part worried, I'm part frustrated. And I'm very disappointed in the president's leadership, inability to fix this. The prices of soybeans when they peaked were $16.80. Now at the U.S. market here, the price of soybeans are hovering around $8 or less. That's a 50% reduction in income for me. It's been a strain. It's been a financial strain on our farming operation. Position of the tariffs has totally changed the income on the farm and the way that we are doing business, and it's also put a strain on the future of our farm. If the China Avenue isn't open, if that door doesn't, get open, swiftly here.
Apart from drops in prices and profits, many U.S. soybean farmers are also worried about the long-term effect on U.S. soybeans' competitive edge in the international market. That's the ability to present reliable products with the help of advanced technology, steady logistics, and so on. Brent Bible is a soybean and corn farmer in Lafayette, Indiana. He's among a pro-free trade group in the U.S. calling itself Tariffs Hurt the Heartland.
It has made it such that by changing the price as much as the tariffs have, it's made it so uncompetitive that other countries are now willing to take the risk that some of the South American countries have in terms of logistics and in terms of safety, in terms of being reliable with being able to present a product for sale. The further time goes on and they're able to continue to do that, then the reliable market that we've always been able to present is eroding away.
One of the reasons the U.S. cited when starting trade frictions with China a year ago was that the two had disputes in areas such as intellectual property rights. To Boyd, on the one hand, soybeans have been innocently caught in the trade crossfire. On the other, even if disputes do exist, tariffs are not the right way to address them.
Tariffs should be the last thing to happen to people. I do not think it's the right approach. A more diplomatic approach could have been taken. So I believe that good conversation and great leadership and good leadership could help fix that.
In a recent interview with Chinese media, David Stevens, president of the American Soybean Association, noted, "It took U.S. farmers more than 40 years to build the soybean market in China," warning that the market will become increasingly difficult to recover as the U.S.-China trade tension drags along. Boyd noted almost all his soybeans go to China, saying that the prices of soybeans during the first harvest season last October, since the tariffs came into effect, felt like a reality slap. Earlier this month, in the midst of bilateral negotiations, the U.S. government suddenly announced a tariff hike from 10% to 25% on Chinese goods, further escalating tensions between the two economies and creating more uncertainties in the market. When asked about his plans for this year, since it's planting season now, Boyd replied,
"Well, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do now. And that's a bad position to be in as a farmer. I'm not just a farmer. I'm a good farmer because I've been farming 35 years. My ability to farm is not what's in question. The question is what the President of the United States is going to do to act swiftly to fix this for American farmers like myself.
To help U.S. farmers affected by trade tensions, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced an ambitious subsidy program totaling $12 billion last July. Boyd is among those who submitted his application immediately, but has yet to receive any money. More importantly, he said, he wants a fair market, not subsidies.
You haven't received a penny.
I haven't received a dime of that. Reached out to the Agriculture Department to ask them about the delays, and those requests have fell upon deaf ears. No, I don't want the aid. I want a fair price for my crop.
Boyd, also president of National Black Farmers Association, said he's been hoping to press his concerns with the Trump administration by requesting meetings with President Trump and Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, but neither has responded to his request.
I've known Sonny Perdue for about 25 years, and I'm disappointed that he hasn't had this meeting.
Boyd said he will continue his petition and that he hopes to tell President Trump that U.S. farmers just cannot take the tariffs any longer.
The window is closing, time is of the essence, and there's an urgency of now, right now, that this needs to be fixed. We don't have time, and if it doesn't, there will be thousands of farmers on the auction block in the United States. That means they're going to lose their farm. They merely can't pay the debts with $8 bushel beans. It's just not feasible.
For CRI, this is Liu Kun reporting from Baskerville, Virginia.